Could you introduce yourself and say a little about your arts education context?
Yes, I am Ros Matheson, and I am the head of production at the Royal Conservatoire of Scotland. So, I am the programme leader and academic lead for the BA Production Arts and Design and the BA Production Technology and Management. Professionally, my career was in stage management before I came to the Conservatoire, and then I taught stage management, and then I've ended up in the academic lead role, kind of just over time. In terms of my teaching practice, I currently teach kind of the critical contextual supplementary skills such as health and safety, theatre history, and kind of cultural context awareness raising discussion groups and such like. So yeah, that's me.
And can you say a little bit why you applied for the M.Ed program?
I had done the PG Cert quite a long time ago, and at the time I'd thoroughly enjoyed it, and I'd felt it was really useful, and I knew that should an MEd come up in the future that I would want to do it. And then of course time kind of took over, and I just had never had the time to do it. So I decided, more than anything, it was one of those situations where you just need to sign up for it and then make the time, otherwise it would never happen. So effectively that's what I did. I mean, and again, in terms of the kind of the broader context, I was just the PG Cert was really useful because it helped me understand my own teaching practice. It wasn't that I felt like I'd learnt new things. It just consolidated what I was already doing, and made me feel like I kind of had some kind of validation, really, I suppose. But what I did want to do then is to take that further forward, and I knew that's the M.Ed would then stretch me and actually take me into areas that I'd never had the opportunity to just sort of sit down and actually investigate. So that was kind of the reasoning for making myself find the time to do it.
Could you describe your journey through the M.Ed?
Well, I decided that it would be a good time to start in September 2019, which then obviously proved to be not the best of times to start. So the first 6 months was lovely, and I really enjoyed my the beginnings of my first module. I was when I was doing it was a context and culture module, and it was very much about investigating my own arts practice. So my first challenge, I guess, was identifying my own arts practice, because having been either teaching or taking on that kind of more of an academic administration role for quite some time, I had actually disconnected from my own arts practice, and I actually used that module as a way to reconnect with it. It was fascinating, actually. I went into it with quite a lot of preconceptions, and I thought I knew what I was going to learn. But I decided that sustainability was the paramount important kind of subject that would be affecting production management and stage management. Therefore, that's what I was going to investigate, which I started doing, and it was very, very interesting. But the more I looked into it, the more I discovered that whilst it was a very, very kind of high priority in terms of my students, it certainly wasn't the highest priority for their learning. And so I started to veer off a little bit into, well, what are the priorities then for my current undergraduate students? And then COVID hit, and I kind of went into a little bit of meltdown in terms of obviously the amount of work that I was having to do for my day job. And by the summer, I think I had a conversation, and the staff were brilliant. They were really supportive and said, "No, we completely understand. Let's just pause for a minute." So I kind of restarted the module in terms of I kind of carried on with my research later on that year. And by then, of course, we'd had COVID, which was another social priority, and it had raised anxiety levels and all of the knock-off things, the knock-on things that had been happening, then started to contribute to my research. And ultimately, what I came round to by the end of that module was that I was really interested in what were the social priorities of my students, and more importantly, who were my students, and therefore why did they have the social priorities that they did have? So having done context and culture and done a lot of stuff about production management and sustainability and the impact of various things on the industry, I was then in my final module, the final project, able to take that and veer off, as I said, into this kind of realm of who are my undergraduate students and what are their priorities in life, what are their social priorities, which was fascinating. And I ended up going right into kind of what are known as Generation Z, and who they are and how they learn and so on. So that kind of took me off on a journey that I really wasn't expecting to go on. Yeah, it was really, really useful ultimately. Yeah.
Yeah, you've already started talking about this, but could you say a little bit more about what you focused on for the final project and what it became?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like I said, I kind of started off with, thinking that the social priorities of my students would be X, Y, and Z. And then by default ended up kind of on this journey looking into generations and that kind of social construct of different generations. And again, obviously prefaced with all of the, this is a big generalization, and there's lots of change, lots of differences based on background and geography and so on. But I started reading into this construct of Generation Z and who they were, and the fact that the thing that I found more fascinating than anything else was the fact that Generation Z is positioned at the point that the internet became kind of commercially available, and the impact that that has had on young people growing up. So that's kind of where I went, and the what it came out as was, I'd had a lot of conversations with colleagues, and I'd over the years people have said, and I've said myself, oh, grief, young people today, and oh, they aren't very resilient, and they need to do this and they need to do that, and everything that we were saying was all very much about how they needed to change in order to engage with our higher education programs. And of course, on my journey, then I discovered that actually it's us that need to change. It's not them. They're in a set of circumstances that are not of their choosing. They have grown up into an environment where the internet is just there, and that's just part and parcel of their life. So they are privy to a whole range of kind of stimuli that just weren't there when previous generations were growing up, and it has shaped them and it's turned them into who they are. So what we now need to do as the X and Y before them in terms of generations, we need to actually look at how we are delivering our degree programs and ensure that we are in the way that we always have done in terms of learning styles. We all know about learning styles and how some people learn like this and some people learn like that. But actually, I personally had never thought, well, how what has changed about the learning style of young people because of the generation and because of the life that they've grown up into. So my final project ended up being, how should we be changing our curriculum in order to best support the learning of Generation Z students? So that's kind of what I ended, and it's turned out to be really useful actually. I ended up with one kind of appendix document that was kind of mapping the characteristics of Generation Z through kind of different learning and teaching styles into what are our graduate attributes. So I was able to try and map that through and then kind of think about different things that we can do on the undergraduate programs to help them get from where they are to where we aspire for them to be.
Again, you're already beginning to answer this question, but what impact did this have on your practice as an arts educator then, would you say?
Yeah, absolutely. Just exactly that. It has made me think. I wouldn't say I've made any big drastic changes to the way our curriculum is currently delivered. We're just going through a program review, so it's definitely impacting on the way I'm looking at that whole process. But it certainly made me stop and think quite a lot in terms of, well, this is how I've always done this class, and why are they now not responding to what I'm delivering to them, and what can I do? So less on a grand curriculum scale and more on a learning and teaching in the moment. You know, what can I do in the individual modules that I deliver? It's obviously it's also had an impact on my staff, because this has become a subject that I talk about quite a bit in staff meetings, and I've shared, you know, my final project with them. And interestingly, some of the people that I was on the EmEd with have been in touch in their own context and said, you know, that thing that you were doing, can you share that research with me, or can you send me your final project or whatever? And they've been used in another university. It's been used in a high school. One of the people I was with was working in a secondary school, so, and she was saying that really helps my staff understand what we're dealing with, you know, young people coming through. So I would say it's certainly changed the way that I think about my students and the way that I prepare my own module delivery. Absolutely.
So, in summary, what has changed as a result of you studying the MEd, Jason?
I think probably that's the, I think my relationship with my students has improved. I think I have, interestingly, as a sideline, my relationship with my children has improved. Them both being within that generation, I think it has made me stop and think about what I do and what I do in my teaching practice, and it has made me consider the impact of that on the people that I am teaching. I think as well, one of the other things that I do a lot in my job is that kind of more of a pastoral care. It's young people coming to share things about their personal lives with me, because they need me to know, because it's having an impact on their learning. And I think it's really helped me understand where some of these individuals are coming from in their thinking, and why certain things in their life are having the impact on them that they are. And I hope that's made me, you know, a more empathetic voice, a pair of ears to listen. Or hopefully it's helped them feel like that they can come to me with some of these things, and I can help support them through their learning journey, because I think without a doubt they have more challenges than certainly than we're obviously being faced by previous generations of students. It may be that they were still dealing with some of these things, but it was very much quiet. It wasn't something you shared with your program staff. It was something you just dealt with outside the institution, for better or for worse. But students now are far more vocal and far more open to discussing a lot of the stuff that they're dealing with. And I think that's really helped me understand who they are and where they're coming from, so that hopefully I can, like I say, be more of a support to them through their learning journey.
That's great. Thank you very much, Rose.